Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I have spent over a decade mastering my money mindset, and I have compiled the top 14 beliefs, principles, and practices that have made me a millionaire into one single ebook that you can download completely for free. Thousands of babes have already gotten access to these insights, and if more money is on your list of things to manifest, then you're gonna wanna download this ebook ASAP. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Bay podcast. I am so grateful that you chose to tune in and listen to today's special episode of the podcast. The reason why I love today's episode so much is because this week, including today, I am featuring three of my previous Manifestation Babe Academy students and sharing their journeys and transformations through the tools that they have learned to manifest their best lives. Today's guest is Emily Brandt, who also happens to be the winner of a contest that we do every single round inside of my academies, where the best transformation story gets flown out to Los Angeles and spends an entire day getting spoiled by me, Manifestation Babe style, of course. Since her first round inside of MBA, Emily has completely healed her autoimmune disease, grown her business, started her podcast on which she manifested her dream guests, and even started her own journey helping others manifest all of their desires as well. The reason why I love sharing Emily's story is because I know that there are others out there who were once in her position before MBA. If you're wondering, will this work for me? Pay extra close attention, because if it worked for Emily, it can definitely work for you too. With that being said, the Manifestation Babe Academy is now open and closes this Friday, January 31st at midnight. If you are someone who's ready to take their life to the next level, become the most confident and successful version of yourself, and let go of all of the beliefs, the doubts, and stuck energy that's been holding you back from doing what you really want to be doing, go to manifestationbabeacademy.com to sign up, or simply swipe up and hit the episode notes button to click on the link in the show notes. It's going to be an epic year for all of us, and I cannot wait to see where your MBA journey takes you. Will you be on my podcast next time as a success story? With that being said, let's dive into today's episode. Hey, Emily, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. How are you doing?
I'm amazing. Thank you. I'm living in a reality wilder than my wildest dreams, as you would say.
I freaking love that. So for those of you who don't know I did a little introduction on Emily, and you guys are going to dive into her story and what she is here to share on the podcast with you. But I first wanted to mention, Emily, I'm so excited to hang out with you in Los Angeles because you won the best MBA transformation contest from the last time we launched MBA. And we're going to have so much fun together. I have an awesome day planned. And until then, I'm really excited to talk to you because I can't wait for you to share your story, and especially share your story for those people who are either right now in the same place that you were once in, or they're overcoming something that's similar to what you overcame, or they just genuinely want to know that you really can manifest anything and everything that you want, and that whatever is possible for you, it's going to be possible for them too. So thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored.
So Emily, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, give us a little background. What is it that you do? What are you passionate about? What's you know, the beginnings of your story?
Yeah, of course. So, hey guys, my name is Emily, or Em. I'm actually from a super small town. It's actually a native reserve from Southern Ontario. It's called Tyendinaga Mohawk Territory. Born and raised there, but currently living in Toronto, Ontario. So I'm in the big city now. I've been here for the past few years. And what I do is I'm a coach, a speaker, and I'm also a podcast host. I have a little podcast called The Miracle Mindset. And I run a business called under the name Essentially Am. And the mission of Essentially Am is to help women step into their dream life right now, manifest it, and love themselves a lot more deeply along the way. But that's what I do. And who I am is, you know, I'm an auntie to five amazing nephews. I'm a sister. I'm a fiance. I'm a daughter. I'm a scoliosis warrior. I'm a Beale syndrome warrior. And we can get into my story more if you want to.
Yes.
Clubbed foot, surgery queen. I've been through quite a bit of physical adversity and differences. And that's just, you know, that's part of my story and what weaves it all together and makes it that much more interesting and beautiful, I think, now. And so I'm just on a mission to teach women how to, you know, do what I've done and step into your passion fully, manifest your dream life, and just have a whole lot more love for yourself. So
hope that answers
your question.
Yeah, that's beautiful. What did you say your podcast name is?
It's called The Miracle Mindset.
I
talk about you all the time on my podcast. I'm always like quoting you, telling people to go follow you.
Thank you so much. You guys go ahead and subscribe to her podcast, because first of all, I love the name, The Miracle Mindset. And number two, there is quite a mindset that had to be involved in order for you to overcome the challenges that you have overcame. Speaking of these challenges and speaking of kind of that journey, you have such an incredible transformation. Can you share with us, you know, what unfolded for you? You know, where were you actually before you came into MBA? Where were you before you enrolled? Like, what was life like? And maybe even if there's some background story of like something, you know, from childhood or something from way before MBA, like where were you before that point?
Yeah. So I actually made some notes to kind of like, just for myself to get a grasp on the timeline, because last year was so insane. So much happened after MBA that I was like, wait, what is the actual timeline? So I went back to January 2019. That is when I actually made a clear decision. I was at a women's retreat and I remember just making this very clear decision. I mean, it was in my own voice, but it was almost like an intuitive voice. And I was in a women's retreat and they were asking us to go around and share like a pain that we've been through and a gain that's come out of it. And me being born into all of the pain and the things that I just told you about, I hadn't shared that with anyone up until this point. So this is just like 1 year ago. I had done my best for my entire life to actually hide all of my differences. Like, with Beale syndrome, what it is it's a super rare connective tissue disorder. And even doctors have never heard of it. So I always have to tell them like, oh, it's similar to Marfan syndrome. So if anyone knows Marfan syndrome, it's kind of similar to that. And then they're like, oh, okay. But like, yeah, doctors never even know what it is. That's how rare it is. And what it does is it causes extremely long legs, fingers, toes, arms, like all your limbs are extra long and skinny. Underdeveloped bone mass, underdeveloped muscle mass, and it just doesn't really develop fully, and it's more extreme for others than some. In my case, it's pretty extreme. It's always been difficult to put on mass, and then plus it makes everything really contracted and bent. So I have fingers and toes that don't straighten out all the way, arms don't straighten out all the way. So you're basically really long and lean, but then also bent. So as you can imagine, you know, in childhood that led to, you know, nicknames like E.T. the Alien and Skeleton and Toothpick and just not nice names. So I actually learned to hide. And I know you've had your struggles too with the bullying and like the opposite end of the spectrum with the body image. But I learned pretty quickly that, okay, when I wear shorts, because my legs are so skinny, people point and stare. So I'm going to wear pants, even when it's blistering hot outside. I'm going to wear pants and sweaters and cover my arms and legs. And I just learned how to hide. And it's not that that breaks my mom's heart when she hears that, because she's like, we were never ashamed of you. We didn't tell you to hide. And they didn't. But, you know, like, kids are cruel. And that's kind of how that happened. But I also developed really aggressive scoliosis, which comes along with Beale syndrome sometimes. And I was born with my feet upside down, like they were pinned up against my legs, tucked up. The clubbed feet is where your feet are deformed and they're turned in or out. Mine were turned so far in that they were like pinned up against my legs. So I also went through a childhood of surgeries and casts and braces and doctor's appointments. So I just had, I had a lifetime of being physically very different and then trying to hide it and be as normal as possible, or what I thought was normal. And so come January 2019, I'm at this women's retreat and there's this chance to share. And I thought to myself, well, I could just cop out. Like, I don't have to tell all these people all of this. I could just, you know, I could pick a smaller example and make something up from that. And then this voice just came across me so loudly and was like, no, enough is enough. Like, this is the year where you're going to start sharing your story and you're going to start using it to help and inspire other people.
Wow.
And so I listened to that voice, as terrifying as it was. And we were just in this like circle of maybe 30 women. And I had never shared this before, right? Even with some of my closest friends, like, they knew I had differences, but they didn't necessarily even know that it was called Beale syndrome or anything like this. So I was shaking. I was, you know, my voice was shaking. I cried a lot, but I did. I shared all of what I just shared with you now, and it gets easier the more I do it. And the response was amazing. Like, the women were so thankful that I shared with them and so inspired and so encouraged. And then shortly after that, I had the opportunity to share my story in a women's storybook, a collection. So I published my story in written form, which was amazing.
Oh, that's incredible. Is that like a book that we can purchase? Like, where can we find?
I'm going to bring you a copy. I have like just a handful of copies. It's not really on Amazon or anything like that. But if anyone wants a copy, they can reach out to me and I can mail one out.
That's awesome.
Because there's amazing other stories in there too. There's like cancer survivors and incredible women empowerment stories.
Wow. Yeah. So, that would be amazing.
So that was incredible. And then there was like a little book launch for that book. And the authors were asked to give a 5-minute speech about their story and why they wrote it and what that process was like. And I gave this little 5-minute speech, and it was just in a room of maybe 30 people again. And oh my gosh, I just got hooked after that on like speaking and sharing my story. The response again was amazing. I literally had a lineup of like 4 or 5 people wanting to talk to me after. And my family just looked at me and they're like, I think you just found your calling. Like, you're totally supposed to be doing this. And I was like, yeah, I think you're right. So that was in April of 2019. and then May was Manifestation Babe Academy. So right before I joined Manifestation Babe Academy, I realized that my real passion was in motivational speaking and sharing my story and helping other women. And I just left an MLM business. I made the decision that wasn't quite lining up with what I want to do and where I wanted to go. So I just left that business, which I had spent 4 years building up. And so, of course, I had like a total meltdown. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Can you just speak into that for a second? Because I can totally relate with you, especially, I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't 4 years, it was 2 years, but I have people all the time, you know, MLM or not MLM, it's just when people are being called to transition either to another business or from a job to a business or even from a business to a job. Like, some people realize, you know what? Business is not for me. I actually want to go and work and help someone else in their business, which is all okay. But can you just share like what that felt like, what that transformation was like, what that leap of faith was like? I'm super curious to hear.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. It is a tough thing to get your mind around, especially when you've been so invested, and especially because I was so public with my goals in my MLM business too. Like, everybody who knew me, everybody on my Facebook was like, oh yeah, Emily's going to, like, you know, she's going went all the way with this thing. Like it was doTERRA essential oils, mm-hmm. and the top rank leader is called a diamond. And so I had all over my vision board. Everybody knew like, oh, Emily's going for diamond. Emily's going to be a diamond. Like she's just going for it. But what I realized the more I journaled about what I wanted is that I wanted this rank of diamond. I wanted this success in my MLM so that I could then have a platform to share my story and to help other women and to coach other women. It just kept coming back to like coaching and helping and inspiring. And so it's not quite the same as sharing essential oils, right? As much as I love the oils. But yeah, that decision to walk away from something. I'd given up time with my family. I'd given up time with my fiance on weekends, like traveling to do oil classes. And so many people made sacrifices to help me. My sister helped me out a lot. And then to like walk away from it all and walk away from my leaders and my team, it felt so awful. And I felt like I had to justify it to everybody. I wrote this huge blog post about why I was transitioning. But what I've learned is through my podcast, I've actually had the chance to interview some amazing mentors and entrepreneurs and speakers and authors. And almost all of them have had like 10 different businesses. Mm-hmm. So here I was freaking out about leaving one.
Right. You think that you can only have one.
Yeah. And it's like, so I just learned this huge lesson of just having a bit of grace with myself and letting myself learn that it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to follow your passion and follow that intuition. So yeah, for anyone listening who's having a similar struggle, just know that those desires are in you for a reason. And it's definitely okay to listen. It's definitely okay to switch paths. You know, it's never too late.
I'm so glad, Emily, that you spoke on that. I know it's like a side note, you know, in terms of,
yeah,
we're not here to talk necessarily about, you know, business, but it is part of your story, that the whole transitional aspect. And something I just wanted to add to all of you guys listening is that I've had a similar realization where the, you know, most successful people and most of my mentors too, they are diversifying. They are not stuck in just this belief, this very limiting belief that we only have one purpose or that we're only meant to do one thing for the rest of our lives. And actually, me and my closest mentor, we were laughing like, there's no way we're going to podcast at 70 years old. Like to think our business has to stay the exact same until we retire or beyond, because I honestly don't know if I'm capable of retiring. Like, I feel like I'm just going to be doing something till I just, you know, croak. But, like it's just such a limiting belief, and know that you can be all in on something right now and then transition, because your soul is always expanding and it's always going to be following your calling, and your calling can sprinkle your magic into many different things, many different areas of life. You know, people are multi-passionate. We have a lot of purposes. There is a balance between trying to do 10 things at once and versus doing one thing at a time, doing it really well. And then when you feel called to move on to something else, know that you can move on to that other thing and also do it really well. And then you can just build these awesome businesses or avenues or sources of incomes, right? It's not just an either or reality. It's 100% an and reality. You get to have it all, and you get to do it on your own terms. So I love that you mentioned that, Emily. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, I love that. We get to live in an and reality.
Yes. So is this before MBA, right around MBA, or after MBA?
So before MBA, I had just made the decision to leave my business, and my mind was kind of frantic and panicky. And I should also mention I was suffering from a terrible immune system and had recently been diagnosed officially, finally, with an autoimmune disease, because I've always had not anymore, but I used to always have a terrible immune system. That's now an old story. That's no longer true. Mm. I was suffering from a terrible immune system and getting sick, like not even joking, once a week I would get sick.
Oh, man.
Plus trying to navigate this new, you know, these waters of having just left that business. And then it's like, okay, what am I doing now? Am I starting from scratch? Can I actually do this? What's happening? And then ended up taking your manifestation 5-day challenge. And of course, the rest is all history.
So let's dive into that. You enrolled into MBA, and then what happened? I mean, take us through kind of like something significant happened during the program, because I always tell my students, like, listen, MBA is not just like you experience a transformation in the 4-week period. It is something that continues to work for the rest of your life. So you can start having massive shifts right away and then know that 3 months later, 6 months later, a year later, you're going to keep receiving transformations, because that's how it was built. That's how I intended it to be. So just take us through, like, if anything significant happened during MBA, share that, and then take us through basically from then up until now.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't remember if something significant happened during, but you're totally right. Like, it's like the manifestations and the blessings just keep coming. And it's like MBA was almost a year ago now. And it's just so much happened for the rest of the year. And it's still happening. During the course, I'm trying to think back to my after video that I submitted. I know I had already found out that I healed my autoimmune, like literally technically healed it. It did not show up on the blood work.
Oh my God.
That's one of the things you, yeah. Like, so I went to the hospital for something unrelated, and I mentioned to them that I'd recently been diagnosed with an autoimmune, and this might be what's causing these complications. And so they ran all the blood tests, and they were like, what autoimmune? Like, you're not testing for this at
all. Wait, was that your intention? Like, did you set an intention to heal that? Like, how would you say, you know, how would you say that that happened? Like, from the perspective of manifestation.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. So I didn't want to include the words like autoimmune or sickness or disease or anything like that, because, right, you know, as you know, obviously subconscious mind doesn't process negatives, and you don't want to put anything negative. But I kept writing out like my new identities as I'm always healthy. Like, my immune system is so strong. And I also adopted this little habit where, like, every time I would stretch or do yoga, I would just kind of visualize all the cells in my body and how much, like, how hard they're working for me and how they're always working to protect me and they're working in my favor. So I would write out affirmations like that. Like, all my cells are working in my favor. My body's always working to keep me healthy. I'm always healthy. I'm a healthy, fit, active person. So it was really just the rewiring the identity.
I hope you guys are writing this down. Like, everything she's saying in terms of those health affirmations, you better be writing them down, putting them on sticky notes, putting them on your wall, because although my health journey in 2019 was nothing even close to the, you know, to the extreme journey that you've been on, or the severity of it, or the, you know, just the challenges that you have overcome. For me, it was something related to my breast implants. But I also, before I knew what was wrong with me, I just knew that something was off, and I was tired of being sick all the time. I was tired of being tired all the time. And I also created similar affirmations, Emily.
Amazing.
That are like, you know, I am healthy. I feel amazing every single day. I have more energy than I know what to do with. And I just kept telling myself that story. And it starts with just a statement, right? It starts with a statement, and then it turns into a belief, and then it turns into a self-fulfilling prophecy. So that's awesome. Yeah. What else happened?
So I think this was during the course that I started my podcast, because my podcast is now like 8 months in. So I'm pretty sure it was during Manifestation Babe Academy, somewhere in those 4 weeks, that I actually started it. So I started a podcast, which now just keeps growing more and more every day. And then after MBA, I was able to manifest some of my dream guests to come on and speak with me. One of my favorite mentors, besides you, obviously, Tiffany Peterson. She is, I don't know if you know her, but she was like my OG introduction to personal development. Like, I call her my gateway drug into personal development.
Oh, I love that.
5 years ago, she introduced me to all the books, like, you know, Think and Grow Rich and The Soul of Money, The War of Art, The Big Leap, like all the books that we love. She was the first person to introduce me to those. And so I was able to manifest having her on my podcast, some other amazing authors that I look up to. And the podcast just keeps growing and growing. And that's just one thing that's manifested since MBA. I also joined a Toastmasters club, because obviously getting into more of the speaking, public speaking. So now I practice my skills every week. In August of 2019, I gave my first, it's kind of like a TED style. They call it like the minor leaves of leagues of TED Talk. So I gave like a TED style talk. It's called Mo Mondays for Motivational Mondays. So I gave a 10-minute speech, again, sharing my story, which was vulnerable and terrifying. I ended up with like a vulnerability hangover, I call it. I was like actually sick the next day, but it was still amazing. So I did that. And then in November, I launched my own course, November 2019. And it's called Step Up Your Game. And it's a 6-week program to basically help women like level up, create new beliefs, create new identities, create new stories, just like I did, and master this thing called manifestation, just like I did. And then, of course, develop that self-love that I love to teach about so much. So with that, just with that course, I was able to make more in the last quarter of the year, which is like my first venture into doing this personal development stuff as a business. I made more money with that one course than I ever made in a full year in my MLM company.
Wow.
That was insane. Yeah.
That is so awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And all of it sounds like a lot of hard work and hustle, and people hear it and they're like, oh my gosh, you're working so hard. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm having more fun. It actually feels like less work than it ever did with my MLM. And it's nothing against the MLM. It's just like how you teach inside of MBA. It's like, this is what living in alignment looks like. This is what it creates.
I love that you brought that up, because that is one of the biggest misconceptions that I have noted in the manifestation world, is that people think that by being in alignment, it means you're sipping margaritas by the beach and your business is just your business is just an ATM machine all of a sudden, like on its own, you know, like your laptop is making money on its own and you're just sipping margaritas by the beach doing nothing. And actually it doesn't work like that at all. Being in alignment, just it represents the relationship between you and how you feel about your business, the relationship between you and how you feel about other areas of your life. And if you feel inspired and creative and you feel alive when you are working, then you are in alignment. I have, like, for instance, January is the craziest month I've ever had. Like, I don't think I've ever had a schedule that looks like my schedule in January. I even got sick last week and I could not afford to get sick at all, but I made it through. You know, we're almost halfway done. We have a launch coming up. Like, so many crazy things are happening, and yet I have never felt more in alignment. So it's not just that you're not working or you're not taking action at all and you're just, you know, sipping margaritas by the beach. It's how you feel about it. You can be working 12-hour days and be in alignment and also work an hour a week and still make a ton of money because you are always coming from alignment. You are working when you feel inspired. You're working from a place of service. You are, and not in a place of service where you are forgetting about yourself, right? You're forgetting about your needs. There's no self-care. You're not taking care of yourself. Like, none of that. That's not in alignment either. In alignment means that you are doing what you want to be doing, not necessarily what you have to be doing. There's a massive, massive difference. So for those of you who are right now in the beginning stages of creating something like a brand new business, I just want you guys to know that I don't want you to look at the people ahead of you who have teams. This is like something that most people don't talk about. You know, the people who are slaying it in the multi 7-figure or even 7-figure level, they have teams. You guys are not doing it alone. I promise you, anything that I've created in the last like 2.5 years, I have hired an incredible, impeccable team and they help me. So even those weeks when I seemingly am doing nothing but just creating a couple Instagram posts here and there, traveling the world, I just want you to know that that is not necessarily where you should be right now. And I don't want you to feel guilty for the fact that you might be a solo entrepreneur and you might be the one editing your podcast and uploading it and doing this and doing that and making the content and then being the tech support and being the customer support all at the same time. You are still in alignment even if you are putting the hours in. You're still in alignment even if you are putting the work in. It just comes from the intention. Are you doing this to prove something? Are you doing this because you feel like you have to? Are you doing this because you feel like it's the only way? Like you're coming from an either or reality? Or is it because this is something that's aligned with your purpose? And then everything that makes it easier is going to unfold for you. You know, when you are ready to hire a team, the right people are going to come on. When you are coming from an inspired place, you're going to attract such a huge audience because people can't help but be magnetized to you. It's like all kinds of magic happens. And I'm so happy you spoke on that, Emily. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for reminding everyone that it's of that. It's so true. And like, when I talk about like how it was such a big business success compared to a full year of business, we're talking like just over $1,000. And that was a big deal for me. So I'm not talking about like, you know, multi six figure year or seven figure year. It's just like, you know, celebrate your wins because every step that you take forward is still a win. And yeah. Again, like you said, if it feels fun, if it feels aligned with your purpose, that's where the magic is. And obviously it's just going to keep growing for myself and for anyone who's living in alignment.
Yes. And I just want everyone to know you've only just begun. And Emily, you too. Like it's only been a year, but you've only just begun and magic is going to happen for you. And I'm so excited for everything. You're going to.
Thank you.
So I just have a couple more questions for you. This is one that I love to ask. Emily, let's pretend for just a moment that your best friend or someone you really love and care about who needs something like Manifestation Babe Academy is listening to this episode right now and she's currently on the fence, or even he, that's okay. Like I love having men be babes too. They're currently on the fence due to uncertainty if it'll work for them. Maybe they're in a place where they just feel like it's not possible for them, or that, you know, this transformation is great. Awesome. You legit healed your autoimmune disease, but you know what? It doesn't feel possible for me. Or you know what? This transition into a business doesn't feel possible for me, or whatever. What would you say to her or want her to know about the program?
Oh my gosh. So many things, but I will try, to like summarize. Yeah. I mean, guys, if I can do it 1000, like you've just heard me share all of the adversities that I've had to overcome, all of the stress of leaving a business, starting a brand new one, pretty much from scratch. I'm still actually working 4 days a week. So I'm balancing working corporate and running a business. But it's not even just about the business, right? It's this course will change literally every aspect of your life if you show up to put the work in. So those are the people who are going to get the changes. But if you want this and you're willing to put in the work, then 100% you're going to be the one that sees the massive shifts and transformations. And even the fact that I won the VIP day in LA and I get to go hang out with Catherine next week, that's not something that I would ever, in the past, I would have said, oh, I never win anything. Like I would see a contest like that and I'd be like, oh, cool. Like that's cool. Someone's going to win that. I would never have been like, it's me. I'm going to manifest it. But because of everything I learned in MBA, I became a manifestation master and I manifested the shit out of that trip. So I'm going to LA next week. Like anyone can do it. But I mean, don't do it if you're not going to put in the work and if you're going to shy away when it gets ugly, because it does. There is a section where it gets ugly, and I'm the same in my courses and in my coaching, is that you have to be willing to face the past just for, you know, 1 week and let go of some things that you might be holding on to. Like that was a huge part of it for me, is releasing things from the past, letting go of people or situations you need to forgive. That is a huge step. But anyway, if you are willing to get in the mud with us and put in the work, Catherine will definitely show you the way. She's amazing. MBA is amazing. It seriously changed the whole trajectory of my year. And I believe of the rest of my life, like my life's never going to be the same. So you can't afford not to do it, really.
That is so okay. I'm just giggling because one of my other students that I interviewed, she said the exact same. You can't not afford to do this.
You can't.
It's like a constant theme that keeps coming up and I just love it. I love, love, love your answer. I love that you say, you know, you got to put the work in, because of course it's not like, I am not here to wave a magic wand over your life. I wish that power, but unfortunately I don't, because there's something called free will, where you have the free will to do that to yourself. You can take the magic wand and wave it over your life. But first, in order to get to the magic wand, as Emily mentioned, you have to let go of some crap. And I joke recently, actually, since my plant medicine journey that I had in December, that MBA and RBA and the courses that I create, is I put so much into, you know, letting go, the whole release phase of just cutting cords to your past and forgiving yourself, forgiving others, accepting your past and all that good stuff is all to generate and create space. Because when you create space, you are then given the magic wand and you can poof anything you want into that space. But until you create space, that's really the work. The work really comes into that creating space part. And I always joke now with my team that MBA is like the ayahuasca of programs. Like it's like ayahuasca in a program, because you're just like, you can of course escape. You can of course turn it off and say, screw this, not going to do it. You know, I can't force you to do anything. Emily can't force you to do anything, right? Like we cannot force you, but if you are just willing to sit in that discomfort and not numb anything anymore and just turn to loving it, you know, don't numb it, just love it. Start loving those hard emotions. Start loving that, the stuff that's boiling to the surface or bubbling up to the surface. Start loving the anxiety, the discomfort, the unfamiliarity, the uncertainty. When you realize that there is no good or bad, there just is, it just gives you such a sense of freedom, because all of a sudden you are not judging anymore. And when you don't judge, you are in a place of being I call it the gentle observer of your life, where you are just, okay, like that's not serving me. So therefore I'm going to let that go. It just becomes so much easier. It's not like, well, I can't let that go because blah, 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 blah. It's just become so much calm, you know, like you're in a calm, like the Zen presence when it comes to your past. And then as you develop that Zen presence of around your past, then you create space and you create your future, and the future is so freaking bright, but you have to let go. So I love that you brought that up. Emily, one last question. Where can people find you? Where can people stalk you? Where can people learn from you? I know you already mentioned your podcast, but where else can we come and hang with you?
Sure. Yeah. So there's the podcast is The Miracle Mindset. My favorite place to hang out is on Instagram. So I'm over there at Essentially M with two M's. So it's Essentially EMM. And my website is also EssentiallyEMM.com. You can check out my coaching offers, programs, and I'm actually hosting a women's retreat next June, which is awesome. Another huge manifestation. So you can check all of that out and hopefully at least come say hi on Instagram. I would love to connect with some other manifestation babes.
Yes. Please tag both of us. If you love this episode, if you resonated with Emily's story, and if you are in for Manifestation Babe Academy as well, and Emily is someone who inspired you, please let us know by tagging both of us at Manifestation Babe and at Essentially M. Did I say that right? Essentially M?
Yep.
With two M's, guys. Two M's. Don't forget the second M.
Two M's, yep.
So thank you so much, Emily. I appreciate you. So grateful for your story. I can't wait to see what else you accomplish. And I cannot wait to hang in LA next week. So excited.
So excited. Oh my gosh. Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I will catch you in the next one. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this amazing episode with Emily. All of Emily's info and where to find her is linked in the show notes. So definitely swipe up on this episode, hit the show notes button, and tag the both of us once you've listened to this episode. Make sure to give her lots of love. Now, Manifestation Babe Academy is only open for just a few short days. So if you are ready to jump off the fence and take a leap of faith into the most comprehensive manifestation program guaranteed to give you the clarity, the tools, and the strategies to create your dream life, go to manifestationbabeacademy.com right now to sign up. I can't wait to feature your story in a future podcast. I love you guys so much, and I cannot wait to catch you in the next episode. Mwah, bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today,
Be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.